Well, that's quite an introduction, Barney. Now, you guys, you got to watch that video. Really cute, really sweet. Okay, well, I guess maybe you might know what I'm going to teach on with that song. And what I'm going to teach on, it's My Light, My Shine. And that is really the truth from God's Word. We have this wonderful light of God's Spirit in us. And it is up to us if we use it or lose it. Not lose it. We can't lose it. It's there. It's part of the Spirit that lives within us. But we can use it or not use it. And I know everybody on this line wants to use it and probably already is using it. But I thought it 'd be really cool to look at some of this. So let's go to Genesis chapter 1. And we're going way back. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And this is the New King James Version that I'm using tonight. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness, what? Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. The first thing he speaks over this world, trying to get it back to a better place, is let there be light. And there was light, because when God commands, God gets results. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. I want to talk about what the word light means scripturally. Light symbolizes the holy presence of God. Light signifies God's presence and favor. You can look at Psalms 27:1, Isaiah 9:2, 2 Corinthians 4:6. In contrast to God's judgment, which is in Amos 5:18, throughout the Old Testament, light is regularly associated with God, his word, his salvation, his goodness, with truth and life. And that is the same light that shines in us. And we're going to see that as we look at some of the scriptures. You know, that's kind of my light, my shine. And I sometimes wonder, how do I let my light shine? I mean, I know how light works, but this is a spiritual light. And this is a light that God has blessed us with to bring profit and glory to him. So we're going to look at how some examples from the Word of how Jesus Christ let his light shine. Okay, let's go to John chapter 8. Start in verse 1. Well, I want to go down to verse 6, because this is a place where they're teaching. The Pharisees and scribes have brought this woman in adultery. We know that part of this. And they said to her, they set her in the midst, and they said to him, to Jesus, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery. We're in verse 4. In the very act. Now Moses in the law commands us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? And we know they were always trying to trap him, always trying to trick him. This, they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus scooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. This is a characteristic of how to let your light shine. Why do you think he stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger? Let's keep reading. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one. That must have been awesome to see. Beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus has raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." When Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." We see a couple of ways here that helps us shine our lights. One, when he stooped down, he was waiting for wisdom from God. He was asking God what to do the first time. The second time he stooped down, I think God really showed him forgiveness, because that's what he told her. "Neither do I condemn you, and go and sin no more." What a wonderful way to help someone in a situation like that woman was in. And the scribes and Pharisees did not get it. They just don't get it. But God got it. And God showed Jesus Christ exactly what to do. And I think as we want that wonderful light of God's word, God's love, God's forgiveness, God's patience, that's part of letting our light shine. When people see that kind of response in our lives and situations, it is an example of how loving God is, because he's the one that gave us this light, this spirit within us. Let's go to John chapter 9, look at a couple of other things. I really got blessed doing this teaching, because I think it is a question sometimes people have, like, well, what does that mean? That must be just an Orientalism. No, it is a practicing thing we can do with the Spirit of God within us, is let that light shine. So John chapter 9, verse 2. Okay, now his disciples are with him here. His disciples ask him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" See, it's always like there's got to be a reason, a bad reason why something bad happened. And you know what? Jesus answered and said, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." So there's a big clue right there. If we want to see how to let our light shine, go look at how Jesus Christ walked. Go read how he dealt with people in some circumstances. Horribly bad stuff was going on about him, around him, but he walked with God, and he was a light in this world. When he had said these things to them, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And we all know that the blind man went seeing. Another example of forgiveness and healing. His parents did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. But God had a purpose for what was going to happen. And that was to allow Jesus Christ to teach how the light of this world really is. It's him living in us. Go to John chapter 12. It's really cool how these examples with Jesus Christ, and I just picked a few, it always has to deal with helping someone or forgiving someone, healing someone. It's really amazing the pattern that follows the light. It's really cool. John chapter 12, verse 35. Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtakes you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going." Well, there's a hint. Sometimes if you feel yourself like, I don't know what I'm doing, well, stop. Go to God for wisdom. Let him show you what to do, and that light will be right back on, and you'll know exactly why you're here and what you're to do. Verse 36, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Now, he's talking to the 12. He's talking to the 12. While you have the light, believe in the light. That's believe in him, the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him. Now here's an example of somebody, Jesus Christ, the light. A guy, as long as he's in this world, he was the light of the world. And he's been sharing with his 12 disciples about his life. They've seen the miracles. They've heard his teachings. They've walked with him, they've ate with him, they've cried with him, and yet they did not believe in him. But you know what? You don't see him chewing them out for that. You don't see him getting mad or discouraged. But he was with them. And being with these 12 people, these 12 men, and teaching them day by day and loving them day by day, and they still didn't believe in him, did not shake him from what God called him to do. And that's one of the great ways to let your light shine. You let it shine. You stay locked in with God. We need to stay locked in with the Father, whether things are good, whether things are hard, whether things are bad. That is how you let your light shine. You don't take the focus off of God and the promises of God. Just like Jesus stooped, drew in the sand, went to God, got the direction he needed in those situations that we've read, and there's many more in here. I just picked a few. And he continued to walk with God, even to the time that his disciples still didn't believe in him. After all he had taught them and done with them, and he had seen them do, that must have been heart-wrenching for him. But you know what? He let his light stay lit because he went to the Father and he talked with the Father and God strengthened him. He didn't give up. And you know what? Eventually the disciples woke up and they saw these examples of Jesus Christ. They saw how he loved people, worked with people, helped people, and they realized who he was. And you know what? That was a great day for them, that's for sure. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Now this is really cool. Chapter 5, verse 14. And he's talking to the 12 disciples. Okay? Verse 14, he says to the 12, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." He is still encouraging them. He still works with them. Even though sometimes I think, you know, like he works with us. Sometimes we can be dumb. Sometimes we can make stupid choices. But you know what? That God and Christ in us is still working with us. It's still there. He encouraged them, loving them, helping them understand who they were and that what their light shining meant for God to get the glory, you know? And for God to get the glory is our purpose. You know, we don't do the things we do so we get lauded and, you know, everybody loves us and, oh, you're just the best. And that's wonderful because when you do love people, you get love back. But God gets the glory. It's God's light shining out forth from us, the light he gave us. Go to 1 John chapter 1. Here's another great example. Chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. How much darkness? None. Not even a tiny little tiny teeny bit? No. Yeah, you mean God doesn't make people sick? God doesn't make bad things happen? No. God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Wow. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Gosh, what a great thing to have living within us. You know, we all have times when we slip and fall, but part of God's spirit living inside of us is forgiveness, encouragement. Pick us up, brush us off. Get out there and do it again. You'll get it. You'll get it. I don't know how many times God's had to tell me that in my life. Probably too many. But praise God, he keeps telling me. Because I love doing the word. I love letting my light shine. I love seeing other believers let their light shine. You know, the practical things about letting our light shine is kind of easy. I mean, one thing is you can't be swayed by the things of this world. Don't allow the things of this world sway you into accepting the things of this world. We accept what God says the way things should be. We live in this world, but we are not of this world. Don't get tricked into thinking you got to take some kind of worldly stand for somebody to listen to you, speak the word, or let your light shine. Because really, it doesn't let your light shine. The things of this world are not pretty. And pretty much haven't been for a while. I mean, I think we all can see that. Another way about letting your light shine, we saw the examples in Jesus Christ. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for what someone needs when you know that there's a need there. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be running from it. Don't think, oh, I can't do anything about it. I mean, I'm just me. You know, they need to call Bob Linfield. No. I mean, it's okay to call Bob Linfield, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, if you're there, let your light shine. Let God work through you. Ask God for wisdom when helping others. He will give it to you. Another way to let your light shine, do not judge. We are here to help people understand God's love and God's forgiveness. We're not here to judge people. Our love is unconditional. Our light shining, God's love, God's tenderness, God's forgiveness, God's gentleness that comes out of that light that shines within us, that's what we're here for. Be humble. Always be humble. Remember, it's not how amazing we are, but how amazing our God is. That's a big key to letting your light shine. And letting your light shine is a much easier when we get these things down I'm talking about here. Because then it just flows. We don't even have to think about it. We're just doing the things of God. We're asking God for wisdom. We're not judging people. We're being humble. Another way, we're being thankful, even during challenging times. People will watch us. People who know we're Christians will watch us to see how we handle situations. Be thankful, even during challenging times. People will see how we trust God and believe God during those times. Another example is give God the glory always. God has given us a great ability to walk. His light in this world is needed desperately. What a powerful example we can be of God's light and God's love if we just let our light shine forth. That light comes from God Almighty, the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth, our Father.
He's our dad. And his light lives within us. And he needs us. And he asks us over and over. I just went to a few spots to let our light shine, because our light is healing. It is a revealing manifestation of God's spirit, love, forgiveness, joy, and peace in our lives that anyone can have if they will listen to the Father. So, my spirit, my light, my shine. And I think that, you know, we all just need to realize how powerful that is. I'll tell you something. Tonight, give you a little assignment. After we hang up, go to a room and turn the light off. Take a match with you. You're in a dark room, light the match, and just see the power of that one tiny match. The light from that one tiny match happens to that room. So, do it. I think you'll get blessed when you see the power that it truly has. You know, sometimes we need to see and hear and taste and touch. Well, you should see that one tonight, because it's really, I've done it, and it's really cool. So I love you guys. Let those lights shine, baby. God bless.